Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. And we also have Joe Jett and Janice Stewart with us tonight for some fun. So,
hey, everybody. This is Joe.
Can you hear Joe? And
hi, everyone.
Jenna?
Jenna here.
There's Jenna. Okay, cool. So welcome, everybody, to our special winter solstice celebration. Jenna Stewart, she will lead us in a toning exercise. And even though the toning will be brief, an important sound current of Christ consciousness will be set in play. So please follow Jenna's lead and tone with her, because it's the group energy that is so important. Now, following Jenna tonight will be Joe Jett. And Joe will come forward to create our crucible of Christ consciousness. He will also invite in all of the appropriate beings to join us in the crucible. He will also lead us in a meditation. At that point in time, Yeshua will then come forward to discuss several topics. Just a few of them that he'd like to cover tonight are further awareness of the Christ consciousness, the divine feminine and masculine, the importance of working on creating our fifth dimensional bodies, and our need to focus on working with the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, and the Sirian gateways, and how they all work together with the archangelic realm. So now let's all join Jenna Stewart in toning and assisting her with this Christian energy. Here's Jenna.
Thank you, John. Hi, everyone. We're going to focus in on our beautiful sacred heart spaces and tone Om. As we've done previously, this time we're going to look at the AUM of Om. The A, of course, the ah having an open mouth, the U having a mid-closed mouth, and then the M with the mouth closed in a quite of a humming sound, and just noting the still silence at the end of the M before we begin again with the A. So here we go.
Thank you, Jana. Those exquisite tones. Let's add to that sound current with three, a yah, a sure, a. Say it with me. A yah, a sure, a yah.
A
yah.
A sure.
A yah. I am that I am. And these words, too, activate a sound current and brings in a further influence of ourselves, of who we truly are, even beyond Andromeda, that we don't understand fully yet. Yeshua told us this is very helpful in these times to use this phrase to bring in the I am that I am, the I am presence. Joan, John, and I had two conversations with Yeshua to prepare for this call. This is a very big deal to Yeshua. The very first thing that he explained to us is that when he has spoken to this group in the past, he has come to us as the essence of the being Yeshua that walked the earth 2,000 years ago. But this time, he is coming in his full essence as the collective Christed consciousness, or Christ consciousness. You can say it either way. So tonight's call has two purposes that Yeshua's asked us to cover. And the first is to create a crucible, and this will include all of the great beings of light who are assisting us on our path of ascension. It will include the archangels, the ascended masters, the lords of light, the Elohim, and as well as the beings of Sirius, Pleiades, and Arcturus, and through them the influence of the Christed Andromeda Galaxy. So we're going to create this crucible within each of our sacred hearts, within our unified fields, and this will seed a more massive expression of Christed consciousness within us. And this will allow this to be thought about and integrated, experienced, and prepare us for the spring, the awakening of ourselves at that vaster level of Christed consciousness. This is a massive amount of energy with a massive amount of layers and layers of concepts and ways in which to create. You may recall earlier this year we opened 3 stargates to Arcturus, Pleiades, and Sirius. And last week I was shown that if we experience the energy of the Arcturians and the Pleiadians and the Sirians as a collective, and through all 3 stargates simultaneously, then the influence of the 15th dimensional Christed Andromedan galaxy can be felt more fully. It flows more freely into our energetic fields. And each of those groups has a piece of it. As a collective, it is whole. So we want to experience that as a collective simultaneously, not just focus on one or the other. And Yeshua absolutely confirmed this. And he said this is exactly why we are creating a crucible of the collective Christed consciousness. Each of the beings we call in tonight has an important component of the Christed consciousness, as well as each person listening to this call tonight. So each one of you is essential. And one more thing about this crucible we're creating tonight, and in case you're wondering, and if you were at the Crystal Conference in Arkansas, where we created that crucible, this is not the same crucible. We are creating a separate crucible. The one we created in Arkansas is a collective consciousness of all that is. But the crucible that we are creating tonight that pertains strictly to Christ consciousness, at the end of this call, will be merged into the crucible that we created in Arkansas. So that crucible, once they merge, you know, we want to visit that crucible every day, even if only for a couple of minutes, just to bathe in that collective Christed consciousness, hopefully for longer. Put your attention there, and you're there in an instant, safe, nourished, healed, and whole. So that's one, create the crucible. The second purpose, Yeshua is going to give us direction, what we can do over the next 3 months to open ourselves more and more and to be more comfortable at that vaster level of collected Christed consciousness we're bringing in tonight. And this incorporates unity consciousness and the element of love. These two things are very, very important now to get imprinted. And not just at the soul level, but as the soul and the spirit are conjoined and merged into your full state of consciousness as a collective Christed consciousness, and also as the individual, expressing ourselves and creating on planet Earth during these times of ascension. We will be following Yeshua just like his disciples did, so that they could know and see at a vaster level, following him into the collective Christ of consciousness and be awakened. But this time, for us, the body is also being prepared. You need to understand that. The body is also being prepared at a cellular level to be able to maintain it, unified in it, because of the things you have not just done, but you have integrated into your body. A couple of years ago, Yeshua informed me through Joan that I was his brother James during his incarnation as Yeshua. And then, during the extraordinary experience we had with Yeshua in Easter call this spring, he informed all of us that nearly every single one of us in this group were with him and assisting him in some way during that time, during that lifetime. We were all imprinted with his resurrection experience in that lifetime. We all carry these codes today in our DNA, in our causal bodies, and we are gathered here once again to continue this work, to help Yeshua complete what he could not complete in that lifetime. So these are the things he wants us to take this quiet time, these next 3 months, to contemplate, to feel, and to put ourselves in that collective Christ of consciousness without having someone or an individual expression of that Christ consciousness lead us into it continually. That you'll be able to move into it just by placing your attention there. This is going to be a giant leap in our consciousness, even for this group. And some will have more continual use of it than others in the beginning, but this is where it's important for our group to join together in that crucible, to support each other, until each individual can accomplish that collective consciousness for themselves, not just in the group or in the crucible, but in their individual time of contemplation. So let us begin. Let's do the Ayah, Asher, Ayah, three more. And the Ayah, Asher, Ayah. Ayah, Asher, Ayah. Ayah, Asher, Ayah. I am that I am. So would you be aware, take a breath, be aware in the consciousness of your sacred heart. And then place your attention on your Merkaba. Notice it spinning at 100% light. Notice the lower tetrahedron spinning counterclockwise at light. The upper tetrahedron spinning clockwise at light. Then notice the space in between. Notice where they overlap. The counter-rotating fields spinning at light in each direction. Notice the stillness, the quiet, the tranquility. This is also the space of the first triad and the sacred heart. This is the space of creation, filled with the light and the love of the Creator that you are. Breathe in light, the light that you are, and breathe out light. Breathe in love, the love of Source, the love that you are, and breathe out love. Notice your Merkaba once again, still spinning at 100% light. And then notice your unified field, all four triads spinning at light. Move your awareness into the fourth triad, the ninth, tenth, and 11th chakras. In the 11th chakra, draw in from the infinite oceans of undifferentiated light. And then from Holy Universal Mind in the 10th chakra, and using the magnetics of the 10th ray of creation, would you call in the concepts of unity consciousness, the templates, the frequencies, the wisdom. Draw these in from Holy Universal Mind. Concepts now spiral down through the whirlpool on a river of undifferentiated light, through the realms of the archangels, the Elohim, the lords of light. And that fourth triad, through the blue star tetrahedron between the seventh and the eighth chakra. Undifferentiated light now being made usable in the physical vehicle flows into that second triad where it's merged and compressed into that infinite sea of liquid light and golden nectar, which is flowing through all the layers of the light body, transforming the cells of the physical body into a fifth dimensional light body vehicle now. Creating the temple where soul, spirit resides and walks the earth. And then these three upper triads merge once again into the first triad, creating a vast unified field of spinning light, an enormous toroidal field surrounding us in all directions. All four triads now merged into one unified field, spinning, spinning, spinning at light, radiating light, glowing light, intensified light. Breathe in the light. Breathe out the love. Breathe in the element of love. Aya, Asher, Aya. Be aware again in the consciousness of the Sacred Heart, now filled with the templates, frequencies, and wisdom of unity consciousness and that vast sea of undifferentiated light. Notice now in the Sacred Heart the presence of these magnificent beings of love, of light, of source, that together with you, with each of us, make up this collective of Christed consciousness. Let's acknowledge each of them, and there will be many others present as well. Would you call forth the mighty archangels, the archangelic realm, led by Archangel Michael, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Melchizedek, and Archangel Uriel. Feel the presence within. Be aware of the Lords of Light. Some of these same archangels also serve double duty as Lords of Light. Now call forth the mighty Elohim. Be aware of the Holy Spirit, Shekinah. The essence of Prime Creator, the divine imaging that you hold and you are, exemplified in a human body, your body. Feel the presence of all these great beings and more as yourself. You are us. We are you. And now, let's place our attention on these three stargates. Did you notice first, place your attention on the Sirian stargate? Did you feel the presence of the great beings of Sirius within that stargate? Including the whales and the dolphins. Including the mighty Sirian Archangelic League. And also an expression of that great central sun of Sirius that comes in a cat-like, a lion-like expression. A great central sun that holds Christ in consciousness. Now move your attention over to the Pleiadian stargate, through which the presence of the Pleiadian consortium and the great central sun Alcyon flow, from where the original archetype of the 12th dimensional physical body resides. And then notice the presence of the Arcturians flowing through the Arcturian stargate. The Arcturians have a stable fifth dimensional light body and a stable environment of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. And all of this is shared with us freely. And now, so would you have a simultaneous awareness of all three stargates, Sirian, Pleiadian, the Arcturian stargates, and experience the collective presence of the collective consciousness of the Sirian, Pleiadian, Arcturian alliance. Experience them as a collective. And then through these three stargates in this collective presence, would you feel the influence of the Andromedan galaxy? It flows in more fully, more complete. Each of these groups and each of these stargates have a piece, as do we. Allow this to flow into your physical body, into your etheric body, into your causal body, all of your subtle bodies, your entire energetic field, into your unified field, into the sacred heart. Each one of us have resided in some or all of these places, including Andromeda. So knowing that, would you feel the presence of home? Allow the presence of home to come here, to anchor within your sacred heart, within our crucible. So we used to say, we're going home. Now we say, home is coming here. Please visit often. And so for a while we've gathered to celebration of the solstice. And it is also a celebration of a birth of a being who brought forth fifth dimensional consciousness and a fifth-dimensional physical body onto this earth plane over 2,000 years ago. And we've also gathered to continue what Master Yeshua began so very long ago, to expand this light, this love, the fifth-dimensional unity consciousness, to anchor it into our hearts and into our physical embodiments, so we can radiate it out into the world in a light so bright and a presence so lovingly powerful that it will trigger the awakening of every man, woman, and child on the planet Earth. We're here to be the second coming of Christ on planet Earth. So will you now open to receive in your sacred heart and in your unified field Master Yeshua and his full essence as the collective Christed consciousness?
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, the collective consciousness of Christ consciousness. Feel the vastness of my presence in the crucible that you have just created. A collective crucible. Notice your presence in this crucible with me. We are no longer just the individual expression of the divine. We are Christ consciousness. We have no dimensional restriction. We are not 12-dimensional beings of light. We are vast broadcasters of light, of Christ's consciousness. You are now required to simultaneously be that individual divine image, as well as be the vastness of Christ consciousness. It is required because you have a physical body that you acknowledge the iteration of the individual in a body. But it is also required that you acknowledge that vaster portion of you that is not only divine, but is Christ consciousness on earth in a body. Collective in its nature. But individual in its expression. It is important for each one of you to be in this crucible with me each and every day, especially for the next 3 months, so that we may imprint upon each other the vastness of this Christed imaging in a body. Much is required of you now, beloveds. Coming forth in your year of 2018, you will assist me to complete my journey that I had begun over 2,000 years ago. In your time frame. It's not just seeding Christ consciousness. It is in being it, beloveds. And these next 3 months are extremely important. that you build the coherence of yourself from this vaster level. So as the spring equinox opens, you are prepared to create a new era on Earth as a Christed being, fully exemplified in your individuality, but more importantly, in the vastness of your collectiveness. This crucible of Christ consciousness in the next 3 months will be merged into a vaster crucible of the all that is, that you created together at the 2017 Crystal Conference, so that this crucible becomes even more dynamic as you create in 2018. But the imprint must become a very stable light template that you will use again and again and again. This evening, I would like to converse with you about what it is that you are required to do in these 3 months. First, as we have said, visit the energetics, be the energetics in this Christ consciousness crucible daily. It's not about understanding. It's not about receiving messages. It's about receiving the fullness of these energetic imprints. It's about remembering that you carry these imprints and that you have carried them since the very beginning of when you were created as a Christed being. This brings new awareness to you, how long you have been in existence at that spirit level, how long you have carried this imprint. Because of the restrictions of the body, you could not remember this. Now is the time that the causal body opens fully. All of the seed crystals reveal the hidden messages of you as that Christed being. It is time now for you to awaken fully. It is time now for you to remember. And it is required that you are within this Christ consciousness crucible to remember fully. So that in the spring, you begin to create consciously within the collectiveness of your crucible. You are dependent, we are dependent, interdependent on each other for this vast, vast creative process that is now fully engaged in the physical. So as you sit in this Christed crucible, join together, having no expectation other than to be in the fullness of the energetics and the remembrances will flood into your consciousness. The love that is within our crucible is extensive, undifferentiated, unified. All parts of you, as you sit in this holy crucible that we have co-created, as you sit within the crucible, become united, stable, influenced by the undifferentiated love and light of the vaster all that is consciousness. Anything that is out of alignment will be healed in this crucible. The polarized gender of the body will slowly come into a unified expression of the divine, masculine, feminine, unified in Christ consciousness. The woundings that you have carried individually will not only be healed, but be removed from your body. So as you create in the fullness of your Holy Spirit. You create in the balance of that divine masculine and feminine. Unified in one Christed expression. So as you sit in this crucible daily, each day have an intention to heal any polarized projection that might be lingering in the outskirts of your individuality so that you can come fully into that unified Christed expression. This includes any division within your masculine or feminine iterations of the body. It includes any division or rift in the emotions because of a rift in the mental projection of unworthiness, separateness. These third dimensional dense templates have such a hold on the body that they still linger in the backdrop of the body's individuality. So as you sit in this holy crucible, intend that those fragments be fully disengaged as you would disengage a cord that does not serve you anymore. Disengage it from the body. Disengage it from you as that individual divine expression, as the Christ. As I walk the earth in my individual expression as Yeshua, I had many followers, many disciples. And it was difficult for these disciples to maintain their Christ consciousness, even though I was with them projecting that energy and those seedings continually. But it is important for you to know, because this has been removed from all of your sacred writings, that those disciples numbered many more than 12. And they were composed equally of bodily iterations in gender, such as feminine bodies, masculine bodies. The culture of the day required marriages, required to bring forth children into an environment of love and support. It was only in the division and the rift that was further exemplified when the Romans became involved in what is now termed Christianity, creating more division than was already present in the density of third dimension. We cannot change that at this time in the doctrines of many who are invested in those religious doctrines in regards to division, whether it be gender, it be masculine, feminine, it be better than, less than, dominance over, all of those paradigms that are very much cloistered within a third-dimensional consciousness. But we do make a difference, beloveds, in this crucible of vast Christ consciousness, because we physically distribute the seeds of light. Each one of you holds a Christed body. Each one of you, as you sit in the next 3 months within this crucible, dismantling all divisions within your body. And there have been many teachings around what these divisions are, not just in the consciousness, but divisions within the endocrinal system. It's important that you also heal this and create unification in the function of within the body in the glandular system, creating unity within the functions of the brain, the neurology of the body. Here again, you have had many teachings around this. So it is only with your intention and your focus while you are seated in this vast crucible that these things are disengaged permanently, so that in the coming spring equinox, we begin to create Christ consciousness through our bodies. The light body becomes more engaged, because as you sit in this crucible with intention, beloveds, you change and alter the DNA structure of the body. You have been focusing on the DNA strands up through the fifth strand of DNA. There are many more strands that will become activated in the coming year. Not to focus on those from the perspective of the mind, but to focus on it from the perspective of the remembrances that are coming into your being because of the influence of this crucible in which you all gather. Doesn't matter the hour of the day. Spirit has no limit in time-space. know that whenever the hour may be, it is with your intention and your presence in that crucible that has no limitation in time-space, that you are within the collective consciousness of the entirety of each and every member of this crucible. You are Christ consciousness, and all is unified in your presence, in your intention. You assist the body by continually using that second triad to create various aspects of that brilliant Christed light, such as the liquid light, the golden nectar. These two things are invaluable to the body, to healing the body and bringing this unification of function within the body. The fluids of the body are affected. And within this crucible, dear ones, the brilliance of the Christed light flows through the blood, flows through all of the liquids of the body, flows through the nectar. That golden nectar is Christ consciousness. As it affects the cells, it nourishes the cells, it helps the cells to regenerate in that Christed imaging. These are the things that are required of you, dear one, in the next 3 months of your physical time. They will benefit you immeasurably. Even though it will require some of your time, this is a primary focus that must be taken and put into your daily schedule. Never veering from that on a day-to-day basis. It is a priority that must be set. Whatever time you choose, make that commitment with me at this moment so that we might create together and complete our mission that was begun at the very beginning as Source created us as Christed beings. We carried it long before the fall, and we exemplified it for hundreds and thousands of years of your time on Earth. It was a magnificent planet to behold from the vast regions of the creative realms. Many were dependent on the light that we shone forth on Earth as we created Christ consciousness on Earth for thousands and thousands of years of your time. We held it in integrity and unified expression, and it was beautiful to behold. It reflected perfectly Christ consciousness. It reflected perfectly Source creative energy. As it declined, we continued to hold fast to this consciousness until we had to leave our beloved planet, our beloved station, for a while. And then we returned one by one for brief periods to plant seeds. And now we come together in this massive influx of Christ consciousness that has never been on planet Earth for a very long, long time. You are prepared. And I meet you heart to heart, soul to soul, spirit to spirit, in the beautiful crucible that we have created together. Joining us are members of the three stargates, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, each holding a Christ collective consciousness, each holding a specific iteration in a purpose to help the Earth regain the fullness of a Christed planet. So as we invite them to join us in our crucible, they are invaluable to this crucible energy and provide an access to the Andromeda influence of 15th dimension of Christ consciousness, so that we will never again waver. The Earth will never again waver in its integrity as a Christed expression. The time is now, beloveds. The time is now. I am in such joy as the iteration of Yeshua, for the opportunity that you have provided me to come forth and with you as a collective Christed consciousness to complete our mission together in a unified Christed expression. In this expression, we engage Gaia, Mother Earth, the elementals, all of the realms of the inner earth beings, the luminaries that have waited patiently as they have descended into the bowels of Gaia to hold their piece of Christ consciousness. We also join with them and invite them into our crucible. And we gift Gaia the imprints that we have held in our physicality. So Gaia, again, provides the environment, the beautiful, beautiful environment of a Christ planet, of Christ consciousness, so that we might again create for eternity creative Christ energy in form on beloved Earth. The extensiveness of this holy gathering is beyond any expectation you might have had. It is beyond any expectation that I, as Yeshua, could have had. But you gathered with me in open hearts, in the love that we have often shared in various iterations of individuality. And we are merged in that undifferentiated light for eternity. We will close our meeting, but we do not close our crucible. We do not close our unity or our Christed expression that lives on for eternity. It is our crucible that we will use daily for the remainder of this individual iteration and beyond. And we leave a legacy for Earth and for all beings that will use our imprint to remember who they are and why they have come to Earth. We provide that seed of awareness. I will call upon Jana to close our gathering with a final toning that will carry us along together on the currents of sound, not only of Ayah Esher Ayah, I am that I am, Christ in collective consciousness, but the sound tone created by Om that will linger on the currents and bring us continually into our crucible.
Om, sweet Om.
Blessings and good night all.